Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Hey, y'all. I'm Doug Benson, and Doug Benson loves movies. This is a mini boner ep, 3 in a row. You guys let me know if it's too many boners for you to handle. Coming to you from my one-bedroom palatial estate in Los Angeles on Thursday, January 29th, to Ocean's 13. Last night, I interrupted Twilight 5, a.k.a. Breaking Dawn, Part 2, at CineFamily in L.A. with co-interrupters Sarah Silverman, Todd Barry, and Zach Galifianakis. And I'll play the audio from the opening of that show at the end of this mini. Los Angeles! Thursday night! Meltdown Comics, special Doug Loves Movies taping. If you come, I'll stop yelling. It's going to be a good one, actually, featuring several cast members from the new season of the very funny web series Burning Love. 8 o'clock, January 31st, $10, fun. Not to be confused with the band fun, actual fun. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. At Danny Zucker tweeted, if the Army has an all-female bomb disposal unit, it better be called Lady Hurt Locker. This has been Tweet Relief, Tweets About Movies. More Los Angeles shit. If you're a member of CineFamily, come to the TV Interruption Potluck this Sunday, 2 o'clock-ish. And member or no, come to my interruption of Valentine's Day on February 13th. I've got shows coming up in Austin, Denver, Atlanta, Portland, San Francisco, St. Louis, Boise, and more. Dates and deets at douglovesmovies.com. But you knew that, didn't you? Now the opening of last night's Twilight interruption. And as always, Robert Pattinson is a shithead.
Thank you, Adrian.
Hey, everybody. I love doing these, and I love that you guys come to them, and that I get really cool people to come and interrupt these movies, but tonight I am more excited than I've ever been, because I just want a room full of people to admit to me when it's over that that Twilight Part 5... Breaking Dawn Part 2 is a really fun movie. Whether you like it or not, you guys are going to fucking have fun tonight. It's so funny, this is the first movie that me and my friends can't think of anything funny to say. And we're just going, Doug, you're insane. That movie is rotten to the core. So I did How Did This Get Made? You listen to that podcast, How Did This Get Made? And so I did Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 1 with them, so I also did Part 2, so that's why I got into this, these movies in the fourth installment and the fifth one. I still haven't seen the first three. I'm going to see the first one February 9th in a 1400-seat theater in San Francisco and during Sketchfest, and that's going to be crazy, because that movie probably doesn't deserve for 1,400 people to sit there and watch it. But so anyway, I went on How Did This Get Made, had a lot of fun talking about it with Jason Mantzoukas, June Diane Raphael, and Paul Schaefer, and... Paul Schaefer would be great to get on one of these things. During this movie, he'd be like, "That's crazy, man." Paul Scheer, all three of them. Paul Scheer got to go to the Super Bowl because some sort of promotion of his TV show, The League. June Diane, she's got two different pilots that she's working on this pilot season, so she's busy with that. And Jason Mantzoukas has that, one of those several different types of flu that's going around. So he got sick. So, as a result, I mean, that would have been really fun to have the three of them, right? So I apologize in advance that because the three of them fell out, you guys have to settle for Todd Barry, Sarah Silverman, and Zach Galifianakis.
This is the part where we test the microphones.
Woo-ha.
That's Todd Barry, ladies and gentlemen. On the couch for the first time. How do you feel? Did you prep for this at all? Have you ever seen a Twilight movie?
I never have. And I kind of feel bad that I'm going to see one tonight.
I think you're going to like it.
I think I'm going to enjoy the experience.
I think that with a microphone in your hand, you'll be perfectly entertained.
Okay.
Because the whole time you get to think of things to say and laughs to procure. Sarah Silverman is here, everybody. That's right. And you've never seen a Twilight movie either.
Test.
We did a little feedback for standing too close.
All right.
Oh, here we go. You've never seen a Twilight movie either.
I haven't.
Why? Why haven't you? They're for girls.
Just whatever, like, the opposite of serendipity, or... I don't know. My dad just told me that's his favorite word.
No one in this room knows what serendipity means.
It's a John Cusack movie where serendipity means really frustrating misconnections that go on and on for like an hour and 40 minutes. It's serendipity that we keep not running into each other. Even though we're meant for each other.
It's bullshit. I think Eugene Levy showed up.
And Zach Galifianakis!
That's right, way too proud. Parade style. Have you ever been in a parade?
Stand on a float and wave to people?
I have, yeah.
That seems like something you would do.
Yeah. Yeah, I just organized my old parade so I can do it.
It's fun. I did it once, I think.
My dad was Santa Claus at the parade every year, so we got to ride the float.
No way.
Yeah, my dad was Santa Claus every year. He still is Santa Claus at the parade.
Every year?
Every year, my count. Yeah.
When is it? Can we go?
It's around Christmas.
Can we all go? Can we wrangle up all of our Hollywood Jewish friends and go?
Not allowed. Are there other people who want to do this and your dad just won't let them? Yeah, he kind of has the Santa Claus monopoly for him.
And you've never seen a Twilight film?
No, only camped out for tickets. Just to, meet ladies.
That must be hard to fake a conversation about the Twilight books or movies. If you
yeah, I just know a lot about Robert Patterson, so that's what I... That's my end. That's my icebreaker.
The only thing you don't know about him is how to say his name.
No, what is his name? What is his name?
I'm sad to say that I can correct you.
What is it, Bobby?
It's Pattinson.
Pattinson. Is that Patterson?
It's that Patterson.
Well,
so
it's Twilight.
Twilight Breaking Dawn, Part 2. Part 1, they played chess on their honeymoon. They had under a waterfall, and they had very violent sex because vampires are super strong. And like she would get bruises, but she still wanted to have sex with him, and he was afraid to have sex with her. It could have taken place in a trailer park. So he impregnates her and he has a baby, and this movie is all about the baby and about how if you're half vampire, half person, there might be some flaws in your how you age. And there might be some bad vampires who don't like the idea of a happy. And so that's the conflict, is the bad vampires and the good vampires, and the werewolves are still around too. And I'm doing the first, like I said, I think already, I'm doing the first Twilight at Sketchfest. And Zach, do you think you can possibly be there for that?
Yeah, I'll be there for that.
Oh, nice. All right, so it's on the record that he's going to be there. But he's here now, so let's enjoy him while we can. And Sarah Silverman and first-timer Todd Barry. No pressure, Todd. No pressure. Todd already loves you. Let's watch Twilight Breaking Dawn, Part 1.
There might be a couple of skeevy things that the Cine family wants to show you first.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart.